How's it going? It's been going good. I mean, waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning for the last 2 or 3 days and being at the hospital for 2+ hours, meeting coaches all night. I mean, overall, it's been great. Great experience. You know, not everybody gets this chance to be at the combine, so I'm really blessed. It helped a lot. You know, being on the court, you got to be able to move your feet very well. Got to have good hips to be able to defend, you know, quick players. So just being able to translate that to the field as far as covering receivers and tight ends, that really came into play. Not sure. It's been a while. You know, I'm just trying to get ready as far as drills and stuff tomorrow. Get ready for, you know, this upcoming season, hopefully, if I find a team. We'll see. I'm not going to give out any type of data or anything. I'd rather just, you know, let my talent show it. As far as what? You know, pretty much, I think it was before UConn game, so around maybe the 29th, pretty much our coach likes to have us do a little team bonding activity before walkthroughs, the day before the game, and each position has their own specific game that they play with their position group, and so happens ours was foosball. Very competitive about it. You know, we always talk trash, you know, just what usual 20-year-old guys do, and just very competitive, and so happens I tend to be good at the game, so a lot of guys kind of get mad at me when I win, but you know, I just beat the guy. You know, he took it a little personal, and we was just in each other's face. And coaches and players tried to get in front of us as far as breaking us up, and we were still in range from each other. And, you know, just took a swing at me, you know, landed. So, yeah, we're great, man. I mean, we talked about it before the UConn game. You know, he apologized. We both grown men about it, you know, forgave each other, and, you know, still best friends, still talk. You know, we moved on. Competitive spirit, guy that works hard, that gives maximum effort, being able to rush the quarterback, and also having good feet to be able to drop in coverage. You know, just going out there and playing hard. That's one thing that Coach Herman, when I was back at Houston, that's something that he demanded out of us, is to give maximum effort, running to the ball, you know, playing hard, tackling as far as technique, make sure that we're technique sound. So all of that came into play, and I used that at the Senior Bowl, and it really helped out with the coaches. It means the world, man. Just growing up from Tyler, having great athletes there, and just putting Tyler on the map along with me, Greg Ward, and Fred Ross. So, I mean, just seeing those guys, too, growing up with them since we was little, whether it's competition in middle school, playing together in high school, I mean, Little League, basketball, just everything, man. Just seeing these guys grow up, be mature young men, to come out here and place their talents on display and to be in this position right now, is, you know, it's just great. I'm very happy to see that. I haven't got to see Fred Ross much, but I see Greg Ward around all the time. And me and him just talk, you know, just going out there, just enjoying the moment, you know, just talk about this whole process and how, you know, how's everything going, and the schedule, just giving a little heads up as far as what's coming ahead of us. But, I mean, you know, we just happy for each other, man, just happy to see, you know, our brothers in this position. No, sir, I have not. I mean, either way, 3-4-4-3, a lot of people see me as a Sam linebacker. Being out the ball, some like to see me out the ball too, but pretty much just that. I mean, either way, whether it's getting on the field, I don't mind trying a new position. I played pretty much off the ball against San Diego State, and, you know, it was a little adjustment, but I got used to it, and I feel like I can do that at the next level, too. So if you want to talk about as far as 4-3, I feel like I'm able to do that. Steelers, no, sir. They have not. I believe so, yes, sir. I'm not sure. I mean, I have it on my phone, a little schedule. I got a lot of meetings today compared to the last few days. I have a lot of I believe the Cowboys is on my schedule as far as today, so I believe I meet with them. Yes, sir. Pretty much, you know, every day is a job interview. I mean, just, you know, getting off the plane, being in the, being at the airport, just your posture and being on the flight, people's watching you, land in the bus, at the hospital, just everywhere you go, it's a job interview. You got to take it as a, you got to take it seriously. You got to be a professional about it. You got to go every day knowing that, you're trying to get a job. You're trying to get one team to, you know, like you. So. Yes, sir. Jeff Nally. Yes, sir. Being able to pass rush, just having good hips, being able to use my hands and get around the corner, and also, you know, playing basketball, like you mentioned, just having good feet to be able to cover receivers and tight ends in the open field. I say lead by example. But being with Coach Orlando at Houston and Coach Herman, one of the main things that they wanted out of me, being there was to be a vocal leader. And I mean, it was a process. I'm not a talkative guy, but, I've been working on it. It turned out well. It really helped me out, you know, moving up to the next level as far as using my voice to be a leader out there. It's great, man. Just, you know, those guys know the business. They know exactly what's going on. They know what to do, what not to do, and how to present yourself, you know, on the field, off the field. And just being with those guys, I know it's going to be amazing, especially growing up seeing those guys and just seeing them play, see what they do, man. It's going to be great being in the same locker room with them. All right, appreciate it. Thank you.